repeated. Any question? Any question? Where are we? What are we talking about? We are around my favorite story in Masnavi. You remember that thirsty fellow sitting on a wall? We're talking about thirst. A real one. Because we could mistake it with all the simple liking or preferring and stuff like that. He talked about the problem. The problem is the water is not high. It's running low. For learning, you should be humble. Come down and drink from the water. You cannot reach the water because the wall you build up with all the pride and arrogance and different documentations about knowledge. That's what the wall is. Because with each achievement you could increase the volume or the activity of your ego. So you have to come down. That was this simple. Inshallah, in the future, we'll come back to that story. That story has finished, and we are in the next paragraph, which is the explanation of that. Over there, he talks about the wall and said, this wall is high note, and that is the problem. Remember the remedy. You remember this is called wisdom. Therefore, there is a guy who has this wisdom. We call him Hakim. Right? Do you remember the remedy of this Hakim? Remember this Hakim? You have to. Because in a way, Rumi is a Hakim, and he's presenting to us this hikmat, this wisdom. And he said, the gate to this Hakim is to go to the mosque, to fight with yourself, with your ego, and believe in this dream of beauty, then Hakim will show up. Rumi is that Hakim, and we are trying to get the points he's making. He talks about the necessity of being humble. That short story. Let's agree upon that. Then he said, listen, whenever I say this, to whomever you say this, they will agree. They say, yes, yes, yes. One should be humble, one should try to be better, and one should increase the potentiality which we are carrying for beautification. Everybody agrees upon this. But it's not happening that often. Why? Because you always want to correct this tomorrow. And tomorrow will never come. Here we are not talking about tomorrow. We started with one simple word, double meaning. Do you remember it, Doctor? first book, first story, first paragraph, first line. How about that? You don't even remember the first line?
Listen.
Yes. Listen, you friends, to this story, because this is the analysis of our what? Heart. Remember the heart, which means feeling, passion, ecstasy, all of that, and at the same time, it means now. The feeling is now. The feeling is not in tomorrow. The feeling is not in yesterday. Now. This is something that the Grisei Sufi is Ebnul Waqt, means is in a way opportunistic, because he is the child of time. Thinks about now. What does that mean, really? Thinking about now. Because personally, I could look at a very simple, controversial example. Isn't that Rumi always is talking about, don't look at the plate, think about future. Don't be the slave of this moment, think about the future of the things. Because whatever you do, with butterfly effect, it could change everything. And if you remember in last sessions I talked about this person being the outcome of what I do. So what I'm doing now is not only what I'm doing, I'm building up my future person. So the point was, look at the outcome, the end of the process. If this is story, he's talking about, don't say tomorrow, it's now. How do you put these two together? One is talking about the importance of now, the other one will say, now is not important, the future is.
Don't try to,
don't try to make it more complicated, okay? Because there is a six-year-old boy standing here. Remember that. Make it simple. There are two directives here. One is talking about necessity of being futuristic and pay attention to the future. The other one is saying that past and the future doesn't exist. Think about now. Which one is which?
They're all interrelated, because my now is that now has passed, and it was past, and that next moment, what I do now, is going to affect the next moment, so it affects my future.
You yourself, are you satisfied with this explanation or not? You forget that here, one of the problems is, one of the major problems is that you don't have to understand a lot of stuff. You have to change your thinking system. Your thinking system is scientific, means it is complicated and it's not finished. That's what the science is. It's never finished, it's ever changing, and it's very complicated. Our thinking is simple, the simplest. That's why, honestly, this little guy, 6-year-old boy, has been in my classes more than 40 years, and that alien more than 30 years. And they're always in my life. Because if you know something, you really know something, you could explain it simple for a clever young boy. You could. Simple. Let's look at it again. There are two contradictory order here, right? First of all, both are right. This is the stuff. In science, you eliminate. Scientifically, you eliminate the wrong stuff to arrive to the right stuff. We don't do that. We are not in the business of elimination and forgetting something. We include. And these orders both are correct and extremely important. Let's attend to the second one, means being futuristic, or first one, number the way you want. The order that you should look to the future. This is something that is being repeated in Masnavi so many times that nobody could deny it or say maybe this time he was not, he didn't mean it, because especially he has made an example for that. He will say, he will use two words, two Persian words, they rhyme and they are two different meanings. He will say, the knowledge of Akhor, the knowledge of Akhar. Akhar means the end. Akhor means that little hole that the animal eats from, the animal's plate, let's say. And we say, that kind of knowledge is the knowledge of Akhor. That's no good. Because, yeah, over there he's mentioning Akhor, means the animal's appetite, the animal's attention, the necessity of today, the survival stuff, the thinking stuff. So when it comes to thought, you should remember this, that the thought should look at the goal. The thought should be used to think about the future. What is the outcome? What is the plan? Where am I going? What am I doing? And mainly, what am I becoming? You remember? We are becoming something. So, that 6-year-old boy, he should think about what kind of man is he going to be. When he grows up, what kind of policy he should have for the life. How should he behave?